God repeats himself, you know. It is said that if an editor looked at the Bible, he could cut it by a third, the reason being that God repeats himself so much. He says the same thing time and time again. I wonder why. Anyone who has been a parent will know that a child doesn't learn about danger at the first warning. We have to repeat that warning again and again and again and again and again and again until they get it, really get it, and stop whatever it is they shouldn't be doing. We are insisting doing that will hurt you, stop it. And God is exactly the same. Just look at his warnings to Israel in the Old Testament. If you do this, I'm going to have to do that, because what you are doing will hurt you. He sent his prophets time and again, warning. They didn't listen. Who do you think you are telling me what to do? I don't think I'm anyone, but God's saying this. Go away. Shut up. God told Jeremiah, they won't listen to a word you say. Don't help me, Lord. But you keep telling them anyway. They didn't listen, just like he said. And they ended up in the fifth cycle of discipline. Dispossessed, scattered from their homeland and in captivity. They were warned. The question is, are we any better? Do we pay any more attention? The epistles, you know, are just repeats in a different way of what Jesus has already said. Love me first, then love one another as I've loved you, for example. Simply that, first commandment. Do we? Love him first, that is? I think not, in the true agape sense of the word anyway. The best we can manage is you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. And that includes him. You answer my prayers, Lord, and I'll serve you if it suits me. We do have a habit of compassing the mountain a number of times, don't we, before we go straight? Seriously, what circumstance are you currently going around that you've been around many times before? You could walk it with your eyes closed. It's just that the people or the place is different. Same situation, same waymarks, only the names have been changed to protect the innocent. Wake up, O child of God. He's showing you it's time to hear what he's saying in this situation, where yet again you have the same attitude or mindset towards the people or places, or even him. Time to stop compassing the mountain and go straight, is it? You can't afford to waste any more precious time, my beloved, just justifying why you're stuck there. In the nicest possible way I can say it, lovingly as I can, just cut us all some slack and move your feet, eh? Prophets again, telling us what to do. Who do they think they are? Nothing changes. But you, Jeremiah, keep telling them.